Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's one of the great intros of that Van Halen song. Yeah, let it play a little bit. I like this part right here. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my title, and my name is Jim Blasingame. You already knew that, though, didn't you? Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're always having fun here, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Darlene Price, the author of Well Said. It's an outstanding book I recommend to you folks. Darlene, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your website is wellsaid.com, right?
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, so thrilled to be here.
You're always welcome here. Darlene, we've been talking about elevator pitches and how to present them and the different ways that you can't play checkers with it anymore. You got to play chess. There's more strategy and advanced thinking these days to get through to people. But one of the things I'd like to get you to help us with this segment is something I've been doing a lot more of lately in the last 2 or 3 years, and that's putting an S on value. But I make the case that value is the classic proposition that is between a customer and a business. But more and more people are presuming value will be delivered. They will get value. That's not in question anymore. Whether they'll get value, they know somewhere within a minute or a mile, they'll find value somewhere. So that's understood. That's expected. I think more and more people are blowing right through that and looking for you to put an S on the end of that word. And I think more and more people are looking to make, when they make that final decision between two people who both deliver value, they're looking for the one that's maybe can put an S on that the best and demonstrate their values. And they want that company to values to align with them. What do you think?
Exactly. And there's two aspects of values I'd like to speak to on that really helpful point. And that is, the values that you as an entrepreneur, small business owner represent, be it integrity, customer care, maybe accountability, respect, excellence, whatever your key values are, to show how those align with your customer or prospect values. Critically important. And oftentimes, if I'm doing a presentation visually or via a webinar, I'll actually have a slide which has my values on the left side and the prospect values on the right side
right.
to show that key alignment. So that's one aspect of values. But then ultimately, you have to prove that and show that in
yep.
your words and in your value proposition or values proposition
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about. And there are words that help us do that. So as we're crafting our elevator pitch, as you will, or our value proposition, I've done some surveys and studies on the most high-impact words to use in business. And there's a complete list, of course, in the book. Words like affordable. You know,
mm-hmm.
values are not only ethereal, intangible things like integrity, but it's result-oriented
right.
words. You know, what do I get? What have you done for me lately kind of words? So words like low cost, affordable, easy,
mm-hmm.
hassle-free,
mm-hmm.
enjoy, reduce, discover, save, more time, health. All these words have been shown to in focus groups to be buy buttons. I call them buy buttons.
Right.
So when we can use those value-based words in our verbiage and then craft that into an elevator pitch, the person can realize in the first 60 seconds, they're doing businesses with someone
mm-hmm.
whose values are aligned, and second, who's really going to deliver value.
Now,
so those two aspects are critical.
On the other, and then adding to that, on the S side, to me, when you can, instead of talking about a transaction, if you can talk about a relationship, if you can talk about the fact, or demonstrate, don't just talk about demonstrate. When a customer comes back with an issue, you know, literally knock their socks off with how you take care of that, complete replacement, whatever. And when they say something like, how can you do that? You just say, well, we're not interested in transactions. We're looking for relationships.
Right.
Now, that's a demonstration of values.
Exactly.
I tell my big customers I talk to, whenever we're working together, and I usually load them up with stuff long before they ever write me a check. And they look at me like I'm, you know, like I'm Santa Claus or whatever, you know. And I say, look, I'm not looking for transaction. I'm looking for partners.
Right.
I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for partners. Those are value statements. Those are values statements that I think you add that to the ones that you gave, Darlene. I think those are the kinds of things that will help put people over the top and differentiate them at what I call the moment of relevance. What do you think?
The moment of relevance, and if I may say, it's one thing to think that and feel that. It's another thing to be able to articulate and say that with passion, purpose, and power. So thinking about that, getting it on paper, writing it out, and then practicing it so that you can deliver it verbally and non-verbally in front of that person is critically important. For example, I would take that value, and I would write out the phrase, partnership over profit. And I would use that in my verbiage.
I like that. That's very good. Darlene, WellSaid.com is the website. WellSaid is the book. Darlene Price is the author and the owner of all that. Darlene, come back again real soon.
Oh, Jim, I will. And happy holidays to you and
you
all
too.
The listeners.
Good job today.
Thank you, Darlene Price,
ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Here's CCR to take us out. Born on the bayou.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.